Welcome to Manic Monday. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
And I'm back.
He's back.
I'm back. I took a week off.
He went on a vacation. You know what? We were talking about Saga the other day, and I was asking when we were to record this month, and I threw out a date, and Jeremy fucking Richmond made a goddamn appearance. So, he goes, sorry, that's when I start my 3-week trek across New Zealand. Mm-hmm. I was like, I saw him typing in the chat, and I was like, oh, this motherfucker, I know he's going to say something stupid. And I was like, I fucking knew it. Jeremy fucking Richmond. I knew it. It was funny. He's not, as far as I know, actually.
That, as we know.
No, look at his face.
We see you, fam.
No, I'm not going anywhere. So, but it was a good vacation. Went out to the Colorado River, and we got to putt around on a boat and do some jet skis and all that stuff. So it was pretty fun. So I need to let you know that Jeremy Richmond is not only showing up online, but also in real life. Like,
oh, no,
like somebody at work has taken the same initiative as you and is telling everyone that I am a rich boy and that I go on all these expensive vacations and that I own a mansion and that I didn't just ride these jet skis, but I actually own them and all these other things that are happening. And it's become a big fun joke. But
he's like, that's horse shit, as he drives in his Tesla to work. That's horse shit. By the way, I'm going to need 3 more weeks off in January.
Yep.
That's our Jeremy.
Okay, so here's the question. Is that person, do they listen to the show? Do they know it's a joke here? Or
no, they don't listen. No, they didn't listen to the show. It has evolved because I got a Tesla.
Yeah. See, so that was
the
it.
The Tesla has wreaked havoc across all platforms. So, but yeah, anyways,
there you go.
That's fucking hilarious.
That is. And do they actually call you Jeremy Richmond? Like,
no, because that would be even fucking funnier.
That'd be fucking wild.
Do you know me? Are you following me?
Are you kidding me right now? Is this really happening?
Ashton, where you at?
Richmond.
Where's Ashton Kutcher? Where's Ashton Kutcher?
Am I being punked? Does anyone remember the show Punked?
Oh, yeah, with Ashton Kutcher.
Sometimes I feel like people don't remember the show Punked.
You know who got his start on that show?
Ashton Kutcher?
Dax Shepard.
Yeah, Dax Shepard.
That's right. Yeah, Dax Shepard, and he that's where he started. I listen to his podcast a lot, so he has some fantastic stuff. I got really angry that he is now exclusively over to Spotify because I was like, another fucking app to play one podcast.
Oh, so, yeah.
I mean, it's not that big of a deal. It's a first world problem, but still, it's an annoyance that I have to switch an app now to listen to one show.
Mm-hmm.
But fucking exclusives.
Such is life, my friend. Such is life. Yeah. But hey, while you're over there, you can check out the Joe Rogan podcast. I couldn't even say that without actually laughing.
How dare you even mention that on our show?
Him and Jeremy Richmond can have a talk about vacations and Teslas. And going to space.
He doesn't own the next vacation. Wouldn't own a Tesla because he's too American, and he needs American muscle and oil and gas and pollution. Okay. Pollution is man.
Yeah, you're not manly if you're not polluting.
Yeah, I guess so.
If you're not getting punched in the face and polluting, then you're just a big old pussy.
Only fucking nerds worry about the environment.
Yeah, these are all things that he's said. Allegedly.
There's only 2 ways to be a man. You eat the heart of an elk and you pollute. You leave the biggest fucking carbon footprint you can.
No, I'm sorry, but you're wrong. The only way that you're a man is if you go out into the woods with only the shirt that's on your back and a knife that's in your hand, and you go out and you catch fish, and it's a goddamn shark with a pocket knife, and then you eat the heart of an elk.
Yeah.
And pollute.
It's all a roast of him. It wasn't like a roast, like one of those Comedy Central roasts, but it was, I guess, like a panel at something, and Joe Rogan was there, and so was Bill Burr. And Bill Burr just going off on like the elk thing and stuff. And he's like, Bill Burr, he's like, oh, I'm just kidding. I love you, Joe. But what the fuck?
He also went off on him because he had, like, on his show, like, okay, I have nothing really wrong with Joe Rogan other than the fact that he has these wild ideas that his followers seem to follow, like he's a god or something and believes everything he says. But, you know, other than that, I mean, I don't think that he has
any. You don't have a problem with him. You have a problem with his followers is what you're saying.
No, I have a problem with him, I guess. Just the shit that he says sometimes.
Oh, yeah, he says stupid shit. Everyone on this planet says stupid shit. However, he has a voice that is way more amplified to say stupid shit.
Right, because so he has a huge, huge audience. So anyways, Bill Burr actually went off on him on his own podcast because he was talking about the coronavirus, and Bill Burr just wouldn't bite, and he just told him, he was like, what the fuck, man? Like, don't try to bait me. Like, don't try to do this to me. Like, you're not going to, like, we're going to listen to professionals. I don't know shit. I'm not a professional. Why are you asking me? And it was fun. There's clips of it and you should
watch. I don't know. I'm just doing a bunch of DMT right now.
Yeah.
Oh. Hey, so I was reading some news the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And I am kind of freaked out. You guys know, what's that movie that had Tom Cruise where he was a precog?
Vanilla Sky.
Minority Report.
Minority Report.
Right. Oh, okay. Okay. So I read a headline and then a little bit of the story, and it's real fucking wild. The Pentagon believes that it can let's just call it precognitive AI can predict events days in advance.
Well, we've done it.
There you go. We're hitting the singularity, folks.
Let's see. It says a combination of AI, cloud computing, and sensors can give the Pentagon the ability to predict events days in advance. It's not mystical as it sounds, but it could lead to major change in military and government operations.
It'd be really funny if, like, they were like, yo, hey, AI, the AI is like, yo, hey, I just want to let you know there's a lot of global warming going on. And then they'll be like, ah, fucking computer's broke. Just throw it all out. fucking libtard computer.
It's so crazy. It says, there's still limitations. The AI is looking out for out of the ordinary clues, such as a greater number of parked cars, aircraft. It can't say for certain what's happening. Humans will still be heavily involved for now. God, we're going to get fucking overrun by AI.
Yep.
Skynet. We want to call it Skynet.
Yeah, it's real. This is so nuts. And the thing is that so life imitates art, right? So we watch like all these movies that has all this tech that tells us essentially the future, and then we still do it. Like, we still are like, yeah, let's do that one thing that we shouldn't do. Advancements.
It's a movie. It's not real. Right?
Until it becomes real. And then it's like, uh-oh.
I know. Well, it's really funny that, like, we ignore all the stuff with computers and stuff, but the second we read an article about, like, oh, hey, we got some dino DNA from a fucking mosquito or some shit. Like, oh, we actually found some dino. And they're like, oh, we can fucking clone it. We're like, no, we saw Jurassic Park. Fuck that.
Yeah, like, we are not responsible enough to be handling some fucking dino DNA. As human beings are not. We have no chill. We cannot do that.
I just think it's funny that, like, of all the things that we're like, we immediately jump on like, no, don't do that, is always the dinosaur cloning that was never, well, we won't see in our lifetime most likely, but like not the actual like cybersecurity AI like ramp, you know, like shit going crazy like that. It's like that's way more likely because that's kind of where we are in the realm of technology and stuff. But no, the dinosaurs. That's what we're actually worried about.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. Right.
The dinosaurs can't post on social media, so AI can.
Really can. My dad has a Twitter. Oh, you meant like a literal dinosaur.
Shots fired. Hip hop horn. I'm gonna call your dad right now. He needs to know about this. What's his landline? What's his beeper number?
Yeah.
Oh man. Yeah. So that's real wild. I'm freaked out by that, man. So
yeah, fair enough.
It's all crazy. Hey, do you guys ever think about like this? Really, this is the thing that, you know, like dying doesn't really like bother me. I mean, it kind of does because I want to be immortal. And if you say that you don't, you're a fucking liar.
So we're going on this path now.
This is just a quick little sidebar. I'm curious to know, like, does it freak you out to know, like, after you're gone, you won't be able to see all the advancements that are going to happen?
Yeah, dude, absolutely. Are you fucking kidding me? Like, I hope, if there is an afterlife, I hope that you still get to experience these things to some degree. Like if there is a heaven, I hope that it's a movie theater for me to watch the rest of the Star Wars franchise that's going to continue on after I die. Yeah,
right?
Like, I don't want to miss out on whatever's next. And also I saw a meme the other day that was like, I hope when I die, I come back as a ghost so I can haunt a library and read all the books I never read. And it's a picture, you know, it's like from like Ghostbusters with library and the
librarian.
Ghost. Yeah. And it was like, yeah, yes, 100%. Like, let me go. Like, you have the ghosts that like haunt movie theaters and stuff. Like, they just want to see out. The new whatever.
Yeah.
It's just a ghost sliming somebody down in front. I think cowboys were probably like, man, one day those birds, we're gonna fly like the birds, or you know.
Yeah, and they never got to see that shit.
Yeah, I mean, they got to see the very early days of it, you know, like when the Wright brothers created flight in what, the late 1800s, 1885, I want to say. 1887.
Yeah. Like I said, I just if there is an afterlife and it is like this paradise or whatever, right? That like, yeah, like hopefully you get to see the rest of everything. I hope it's like what's that Ready Player One?
Oh yeah.
I can see that.
Like, okay, I'm gonna be so pissed if they figure out how to reverse aging before, like after I go.
But that's how it goes though, isn't it? Like, I mean, don't you, like, I had it when I graduated elementary school, or when I graduated eighth grade, went to high school, went to go visit my old school. And all of a sudden there was doors on the bathroom stalls. There was the graffiti was cleaned up. Found out we had a library. That was cool. It was all that stuff. Like, just
the library was there the entire time. Yeah, Kev. You just never went.
You never got the directions. You looked in that place and went,
it was being subbed as a classroom.
You're like, that doesn't look like a lunchroom. And then just moved on.
Books. That is neither the lunchroom, the playground, or my classroom. Yeah. No need for you.
Pulled myself up from my sweatpants and exited politely.
Oh, man. All right. Well, that's our show. Think about that, people. Like, think about death, you know?
Oh, no. Yeah, happy Monday. Think about death. No, think about me as a kid in my sweatpants.
How one day everything's just going to cease to be, and we don't know what that's like because we can't fucking imagine it.
Hey, but listen, also, just know that you're not the only one in the boat. Everyone who's existing right now will die.
Spoiler alert. Except Keith Richards.
I'm in trouble.
Knock on wood.
I'm scared.
Yeah, now that you've said it, it's going to happen this week, Kev.
This week. No, that man predictive, has too many, predictive AI.
That man has too many drugs in his system. He ain't never dying. All right. Tomorrow we got top five Tuesday, and we're going to be talking about what late night snacks we love. They're terrible for you. I guess they could be good for you, but the three of us, there ain't no way we're eating fucking fruit at 11 at night. So stay tuned for that. I'm Jeremy.
My answers.
I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.